Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you are along for the ride on this Friday afternoon. As we talk with Jeff Fitz, the managing editor of City View Magazine, about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week, he knows what to do on account of he works at City View. I was just thinking, man.
How you doing?
I like that pregnant pause.
The pregnant pause. Yeah, where did that phrase come from? You have pregnant as if you have to wait for the birth of the child? Pregnant as... Oh, it's a mistake? Pregnant as with great anticipation? I don't know.
Anticipation.
Anticipation.
Ooh, you're in a singing mood today.
Carly Simon. Yeah. Well, you know, I went to the Okoboji Writers Retreat this past week.
Ah, how was it?
It was unbelievable.
Yeah?
Yeah, unflippin' believable. Those of you who are in the greater Des Moines metro, you would know the name Julie Gamick, a former writer for the Des Moines Register. Her father, Gordon Gamick, was a war correspondent, Second World War, Korea, Vietnam. Julie also spent some time in radio. Anyway, and she put this thing together. I figured there'd be 50, 70 people there.
Yeah.
It's 150 people from all over the country.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Professor at Columbia, former editor of the New York Times and the Washington Post. It was unflipping believable.
Huh.
Yeah. So it's already scheduled for next year. Put it on your calendar, Jeff.
On the calendar.
I'll have to, I know I'm going to have to talk to your boss. I showed his picture. I did a presentation on podcasting.
Uh-huh.
This is Shane Goodman. I tried to get him to send some staff from City View to the writer's retreat. I'll shame him into it next year. I think it's September 22nd next year.
September 22nd.
Back in Okoboji.
Back in Boji. Boji Bash.
Boji, baby. It's a beautiful place. Love it, love it, love it. So, although it's, to get there, it's a circuitous route. I mean, there ain't no straight shot.
It's like 3.5 hours, right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, yeah, it's it's a drive. Anyway, but we're not here to talk about that.
No, we're not.
What do we got going on tonight? I think I know something. I think I know. But go ahead. No. You tell me. It is the...
You want to make the list?
No. You tell me.
You want to make the list, Michael.
You want to make the list? I'll give you a list. You don't know what a list is.
You want me on that wall. Right. You need me on that wall.
Okay.
Skateboarding.
No, that's not what I was thinking.
You were thinking.
Ta-da.
Ta-da-da. Wine and whiskey.
The wine and whiskey walk is tonight.
Yes, it is.
And where do they crawl at?
This is at the Jordan Creek Town Center.
Brought to you by City View, ladies and gentlemen. Yep. So we want to put that up there first, just in case you're thinking about, you know, going.
Right. If you're listening to this now, it starts, I think it starts around 5. So get out there.
Can they buy tickets on site?
They can.
All right. Yep. So you can buy tickets on site, Wine and Whiskey Walk, Jordan Creek. Yep. Is it over there by Target, that area? No.
Where you know, it? I'm not sure where the check-in is, but there'll be big signs and you won't miss it.
Big signs.
Yep.
Wine and Whiskey Walk.
Wine and Whiskey Walk.
City View.
Now, skateboarding.
Oh, skateboarding. Yeah, this is a deal.
Yes, it is. Big skateboarding extravaganza going on. They're calling it the Des Moines Street Style Open.
Yeah.
It's going on. There's a couple skate parks. You know, everyone's been hearing about the big one downtown recently, deservedly so. But there's some other ones around the city. So there'll be events going on at all those skate parks. And then the big granddaddy will be Saturday. Downtown.
Yeah, there's a little skateboard park in Urbandale. As a matter of fact,
that's right. There's one in Urbandale. There's one in Ankeny.
Yeah,
I think a couple others. So it's getting to be the
thing. Don't break anything, but go have fun.
That's right. How long would it take you to break something?
3 seconds. I ain't going on no skateboard now.
The Okie Dokie Brothers playing Friday night at Lauriston Amphitheater.
Yeah, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. This is in Waterworks Park, yes?
That's right. Yep.
Okay. And so this is kind of a multicultural kind of a thing.
Yeah, they're joining forces with the Sonia de los Santos.
Sonia
de los Santos for a bilingual concert, including both old and new songs.
So you spent time in Spain, didn't mm-hmm. you? So that's why you can do this.
See, claro.
That's why it just rolls off your tongue.
It's kind of different, but yeah, yeah, I can pretend.
Like Ricardo Montalbán. There's a blast from the past. Welcome to Fantasy Island. All right.
Yeah. So yeah, that's at Waterworks Park. Should be good. Annual Fall Arts and Crafts Show starts tonight, runs through Sunday. This is at the Fairgrounds, Varied Industry Building.
No gun show?
Not that I know of.
Oh, come on.
I'm not going to say there's not one, because it seems like there's one every other week.
Yeah, we haven't had a gun show on this show for a long time.
I wonder if that's COVID related. I wonder if they just...
Maybe they just ran out of guns. Ain't no more. I keep waiting for the gun show.
Maybe it has to do with...
I don't know. Just, all right, so...
Yeah.
So arts and crafts.
Arts and crafts, yep. That's very industry building. Biggest. It's billed as the biggest, largest arts and crafts show. 80,000 square feet.
Wow.
That's more than 300 exhibitors.
300 arts and crafts type at the Iowa State Fairgrounds Varied Industries Building all weekend long?
All weekend through
yeah,
Sunday.
Yeah, there you go.
You betcha. We got a couple different Oktoberfests going on. One downtown.
It's not October yet.
It never is.
What? Jumping the ship. I mean, I'm jumping ahead, right?
I don't know why Oktoberfest is in September.
I don't know either.
But I'm sure there's a reason.
All right. So where are these Oktoberfests that are in September?
One in Adventureland, one downtown.
Is this the Golden Keg downtown?
Could be. Historically, I think they've had one. I don't know if they've got it lined up or not. I'm sure they do.
I'm sure they do. But usually, and I can tell you where it used to be, at the Hessian House downtown.
I do believe.
Yeah. That's really spooky.
Yeah, with the boot.
Yeah, with the boot. Das Boot. Yeah, that's this. I mean, it's just, anyway. I got a story about that, but it'll have to be off mic.
Sorry. Also, I might have misspoke on that wine and whiskey walk. Mm-hmm. Not Jordan Creek Town Center. West Glen Town Center.
Where's that?
To Mier. It's over by Jordan Creek. I don't know if they're the same. I don't know that.
West Glen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That is over there by Target, I think.
In my mind, it's all the same. It's not the same, but it's
right.
All the same.
Okay. There you go.
So West Glen Town Center. Sorry.
Wine and Whiskey Walk West Glen.
Yes.
Okay.
Downtown Farmers Market Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
I have not been this year. Have you been?
No.
Well, it's getting towards the end of the line here.
It is, yeah. So, get your squash.
Oh, I had some butternut squash last night.
Did you?
Yeah. Soup.
Butternut squash soup. Did you make it yourself?
No.
No. No.
It was good, though. Yep. Cabaret is getting to be the last chance to see Cabaret.
Yeah, it's sticking down. Des Moines Playhouse Cabaret.
Live theater. Aluma Fest, Fall Festival of Light. It's going on in West Des Moines.
Oh, I was thinking aluminum. Ladies and gentlemen, you can go to AlumaFest and see figures made out of, aluminum. No, that's not it, though.
Family entertainment, food trucks, live band, fireworks, hot air balloon rides, pedal boats.
West Des Moines, yeah?
Yep. Airbrush tattoos.
Oh.
Inflatables. Games, paper lantern painting.
Paper lantern painting? Okay.
And there'll be balloon artists.
Balloon artists. Nice.
That's a profession I should have gone into.
Yeah, I should have.
I wonder if you can do that full time. You're just making people happy. Pure joy.
That's right.
You can make Mickey Mouse out of balloons.
You're in. Yeah, people love you.
Mm-hmm.
They'll remember you forever.
Can you make Mickey Mouse pancakes?
Oh, yeah. Have I done it? Maybe. I think I have.
I've tried. Halfway to St. Patrick's Day bike parade starts at Carl's Place. This is Saturday.
Halfway to St. Patrick's Day?
It's put on by the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick.
Of course, yeah.
So they do the parade, but they're doing this.
Where is Carl's Place?
This is down by, it's not downtown, it's like Sherman Hill.
Oh, I know where it is.
Yeah.
If it's the place I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
It's not too far from Hoyt Sherman Place. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's right there.
It's right there. Yep. Yeah. And it's a little dive bar kind of a joint. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I've never been in there, but I've always thought to myself, this would be just cool to
frequently
go.
Wins best local dive bar and best of Des Moines.
Really?
City View's best of Des Moines. Yep.
Carl's.
Yep. So they ride from Carl's Place to the Ingersoll Tap. Continuing to Sully.
Here's another one. Ingersoll Tap. How cool.
I wonder if they're taking a roundabout way because that's not that super far. Maybe it's just more of a...
It's the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick. They're not going to tax themselves on this thing. Come on. They say, hey, if they could have walked across the street, I mean, that would have been fine.
Ingersoll. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, that's going on Saturday. Starts at 10 a.m. How about this one? This one's up your alley.
Yeah.
Well, live music out in Indianola.
Yeah.
Knot Fest? Slipknot.
Oh, Slipknot.
And this is their...
Oh, yeah.
They put on like this, group of bands that tour. And so they'll be stopping in Indianola where the Balloon Fest usually is. That's where it'll be.
Slipknot.
Saturday.
Yeah, they just had a tragic death of one of their...
They did.
One of their members.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah. But another big thing going on this weekend, and there's a lot of fests going on. Iowa's Latino Heritage Festival returns this weekend, offers academic scholarships, access to political candidates, entertainment, food, and more.
Hola.
¿Qué tal?
What?
¿Qué tal?
What does that mean?
What's up?
What's up? ¿Qué tal? Cool.
Sí.
Yofi.
Should we do this in Spanish? This in Spanish?
Oh, you can, maybe. I just sit over here and go, yeah, okay, yeah, tacos.
The festival's a Latino festival is going on. This is at Western Gateway Park, downtown Des Moines. Should be a good time. Friday and Saturday, actually.
There's a lot of stuff going on. My bride's out of town. She's in Lanesboro, Minnesota.
Oh, that's got to be Tour de Fall.
Tour de Fall. Ding, ding, ding. You're right. Tour de Fall. Yeah, it's going on. Courtesy of the folks at Bike World. Huh. And so they're all up there doing their Tour de Fall.
You ever been up there?
I have, 2 years ago. We camped out in a tent.
Yeah. How'd it go?
It went fine.
Yeah.
It was nice and cool. And I don't do camping. But my bride had bought this really nice air mattress, like a queen-size air mattress.
Yeah.
Took 40 people to blow it up. She had a table and a rug and a light and a disco light. She went all out. Yeah, it was very comfy.
But you're not going back this time.
Well, I can't.
Yeah, podcast.
Woof. Got too many woofers. I got to take care of the pups.
I hear you. Apple Fest, Saturday at Living History Farms.
I saw this. Did you know that the only native species of apple in the United States is?
Crab apple?
Correct.
Really?
Bing, ding, ding, ding. All others were imported in the 1600s by Europeans.
Someone named Johnny?
Probably Appleseed.
He's spreading around.
Yeah, he's been around.
Is that a real person or is
that
a... I think so.
I think it was. I think there was a guy that did something like that.
Yeah. Was his name Appleseed?
I don't think so.
That would be a coincidence.
Yeah.
Des Moines Symphony will kick off its 84th season with Beethoven's Fifth. Saturday, 7:30 and Sunday. This is at the Civic Center.
Civic Center with how many years? 75?
It says 84th season.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if that's 84 years or maybe they do two seasons a year.
Or maybe they took a couple of years off. You never know because during the big one, WW2, there was a lot of that stuff that just kind of ceased from being. So, all right.
How about family movie night featuring
family movie
Beauty night. And the Beast. Tuesday, 6 o'clock at the Valley Community Center in West Des Moines. This is over by the football stadium.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Fuller Road. Yeah. Very nice place.
Yeah.
That Valley Stadium. Phenomenal. Valley, you know, the Valley Stadium where the Valley Tigers play football at.
Los Tigres.
See? Anyway, that's like a college field. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Beautiful. So, yeah, Beauty and the Beast, West Des Moines.
Beauty and the Beast.
Family night, Tuesday.
Yeah. iCubs action for Tuesday.
They got beat the other day.
It's beat Wednesday. Did they?
Yeah.
You can't win them all.
Be nice if we could win some.
It would.
Not all. I mean, we're not asking for miracles here, you know? Not been the most stellar year for the Iowa Cubs.
It's been a rough year, but...
we're in rebuilding mode.
Help is on the way.
There you go. Iowa Wild kick off pretty soon, too.
Soon, yeah. Soon. October, that'll be the story in City View next month, but which we're putting together right now. But, yeah, the October 22nd, I think, is opening night for the Wild.
Yeah. My friend, President Fredrickson, left.
Yep.
Bummer.
Moving on up.
Oh, yeah, big time. Another Eric Grunfest left. Come on. I mean, I had an in with these guys, and they're all gone now.
Well.
Right? Jeez.
What are you going to do?
Kiss them goodbye, I guess, you know? I think they're going to, one of them is going to like San Bernardino or San Diego or something like that. I don't know. Someplace. Nice. Beaches.
And, you know, speaking of, one beaches? Thing we will all be doing this week is talking about Gabby Petito.
Who?
Isn't that her name? Gabby Petito?
Is that the woman that
yes.
was killed?
Yes.
That's awful.
I know.
Awful.
You think they'll catch him this week?
I don't know, but it's awful. I don't know who she is. Yep. I didn't know anything about this stuff, and I'm reading in social media all about, you know, they're supposedly social media influencers. They took this trip in a van. They're going to go across the United States, and she's dead, and he's missing. Presumed, took out an arrest warrant for improper use of a financial instrument.
Yeah.
Oof. I mean, yeah, that's things, awful.
Yeah.
Whole thing's awful. Well, on that cheery note, leave it to Jeff Bitts, ladies and gentlemen. Just, yeah, we're having so much fun. I think he just brings us down.
That's taken over my life.
Has it really?
This whole story.
You should be an online internet sleuth.
I should be.
Not a sleuth, a sleuth.
They've helped out, I guess.
Yes, they have. All right.
You know what I'd like to know is what this has done to van sales. Have you done anything on the business?
Van sales?
Well, you know, they took this van. This van's famous now.
Yeah, right.
So that type of van, I'm just wondering if it's increased, bumped sales up.
I will tell you this. You cannot buy travel trailers or RVs. I mean, they are like Winnebago. Had announced that, look, we've got 2001 sold out. You're not going to be able to buy anything until 2022. Same with some of the more famous Airstream trailers, those guys. Nothing. They got nothing.
Huh.
So, yeah. So maybe, you know. But that, I was reading this story. Like, this is really down the rabbit hole. But I was reading a story the other day about a couple who sold their home. They were living in a house with a $4,000 a month mortgage.
Wow.
Sold their home, took the proceeds, bought an RV, good size RV.
Yeah.
And their payments now are $600 a month in gas. and they do all their stuff online. They're remote workers, and so they can go anywhere. And they've got two kids and a dog.
I think that's the future. It might be the distant future, but people are going to spread out, I think.
I like the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, what do I do with the dogs, right? All right, Jeff Bitts, ladies and gentlemen. You go camping?
Not regularly.
No, okay. Do you like the smell of the fire?
Yes. But I don't like... I have to shower then before I go to bed. Because I don't like the smell like in my hair.
Right in your hair, sleep, yeah, yeah. You know, do you do s'mores?
And on your clothes and stuff.
Do you do s'mores?
No, I don't believe I've ever had a s'more.
Do you?
They just don't sound appealing to me.
Hot dogs? What do you do?
I've eaten hot dogs. But...
Kill a rabbit and have it over the spit or something? What do you... Corn flakes?
Acorn.
Acorn. Jeff Fitz, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, boy. The Yule Gibbons. Now, look that one up, kids. The Yule Gibbons of City View. Well, that's enough of this silliness. We got to get out of here. Jeff Fitz is the managing editor of City View Magazine. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right, we got to go. It is nigh on to time for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Fitz, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.